Good morning, Melanie Rubin for Parenting Aces. I'm outside Stowe Stadium, but this morning, lots of overcast, not the beautiful day that we had yesterday, but boys 16s and 18s third round singles is on and full force, and the kids look great. I'm standing outside the stadium right now with
Lauren Levine.
Lauren, who are you here supporting?
Robert Levine.
And what division is he playing in?
16s.
And where do you guys call home?
Bedford, New York.
Lauren, what's the hardest thing about watching your son play tennis on such a grand stadium?
Wow. I actually don't think it's hard. I like to watch him play. I like to watch other kids play, and I love watching him play. So sometimes I get a little bit nervous, but not really.
So after his match is over, you hang around and watch some of his friends, some of his competitors play?
It really depends. Today we're doing that because the boys 16s have a day off from doubles. So he had a very early match this morning and finished early. So he stayed to watch his opponent for tomorrow since he doesn't have doubles today. If he had doubles, he might not have. It really, he makes the decisions on that.
Do you discuss his matches with him after he gets off the court?
Not in a tennis way, but yes, we talk about them, but I'm not a tennis pro, so not about the tennis, but just in general, yes.
What's the most helpful lesson that you've learned from a coach of your son's?
I would say that when Robert was younger, his coach told me that if he was going to stay in this, I was going to watch hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of matches over the course of his junior career, and that I should just enjoy being a parent and watching the matches. And I think that's actually really helped me a lot.
That's wonderful advice. Let me ask you, what do you and Robert do at the end of his tennis day? If his matches are all complete and he's watched his opponents and so forth, what do you guys do?
Robert really likes downtime during tournaments. So, you know, after his matches are finished, if it's not during the school year, he will just, it really depends, but he eats and he shuts down for the day unless it's a day where he's going to practice again. So it just depends on the day and what matches are coming up.
What's your favorite thing about this tournament?
Oh, I love this tournament. I love everything about it, just the whole atmosphere. The whole city seems to be behind the tournament. The spectators, the coaches, the parents, everything. It's just a fantastic, fantastic tournament, very well run. It's great for the kids to have the chair umpires, the ball boys, and all that. It's really just wonderful. And we look forward to many more years here.
Well, I wish you a very successful week, a lot of fun this week, and thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Melanie.